Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people in the middle wall of separation. It's finally coming down, and the ancient Jewish anointing is merging with the new covenant Christian anointing to form what Paul calls the one new man. It's as if the spiritual DNA from Jewish people is pouring into the DNA from Gentile Christians, and when these two come together, the body is complete, and we are going to see such an we're going to see. Paul said, if it was a blessing that the Jewish people rejected their Messiah, how much greater blessing when the Jewish people receive their Messiah? It'll cause life from the dead, and I believe that is literal. My guest, Freddie Haler, I also have his wife on the telephone, Ann Haler, and I'm interviewing him and playing selections from his amazing CD called Song of Angels. Freddie, in your wildest imagination, did you think that Muslims would start coming to the Lord through Song of Angels?
No, and I studied in seminary about Muslim missions and how difficult it was because there's a death penalty over there for missionaries and people who convert, especially in lands like Afghanistan and Iran and some places and Saudi Arabia, whatever. But anyway, this music transcends cultural, national, religious boundaries and can reach people. And especially nations, 1040 Muslim nations that were traditionally closed to the gospel and to conventional missions, this goes through the airwaves, it goes in their CD players, it goes in their headsets, and it went into the headset of a fundamentalist, hardline Muslim who called our house one day out from Afghanistan, crying, saying, "I've been to the throne." What did he say, honey?
He said, "I went to the throne. I went to the throne." And I said, "You went where?" He said, "To the throne." I said, "Oh, what did you see?" And he described perfectly Jesus Christ as we know him described in the first book of Revelation.
And for those that are perhaps tuning in for the first time, Freddie Haler was preparing for a nice law degree and a whole career in business or becoming a member of maybe even Congress someday. And it literally lightning, the lightning of God struck him. He was told to develop his voice. And Annie, he was really, when he was studying, tell me, Freddie, what did your voice teacher tell you about your voice?
Well, he said that he had never heard...
Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people in the middle wall of separation. It's finally coming down, and the ancient Jewish anointing is merging with the new covenant Christian anointing to form what Paul calls the one new man. It's as if the spiritual DNA from Jewish people is pouring into the DNA from Gentile Christians, and when these two come together, the body is complete, and we are going to see such an we're going to see. Paul said, if it was a blessing that the Jewish people rejected their Messiah, how much greater blessing when the Jewish people receive their Messiah? It'll cause life from the dead, and I believe that is literal. My guest, Freddie Haler, I also have his wife on the telephone, Ann Haler, and I'm interviewing him and playing selections from his amazing CD called Song of Angels. Freddie, in your wildest imagination, did you think that Muslims would start coming to the Lord through Song of Angels?
No, and I studied in seminary about Muslim missions and how difficult it was because there's a death penalty over there for missionaries and people who convert, especially in lands like Afghanistan and Iran and some places and Saudi Arabia, whatever. But anyway, this music transcends cultural, national, religious boundaries and can reach people, and especially nations, 1040 Muslim nations that have been traditionally closed to the gospel and to conventional missions. This goes through the airwaves, it goes in their CD players, it goes in their headsets, and it went into the headset of a fundamentalist, hardline Muslim who called our house one day out from Afghanistan, crying, saying, "I've been to the throne." What did he say, honey?
He said, "I went to the throne. I went to the throne." And I said, "You went where?" He said, "To the throne." I said, "Oh, what did you see?" And he described perfectly Jesus Christ as we know him described in the first book of Revelation.
And for those that are perhaps tuning in for the first time, Freddie Haley was preparing for a nice law degree and a whole career in business or becoming a member of maybe even Congress someday. And it literally lightning, the lightning of God struck him. He was told to develop his voice. And Annie, he was really, when he was studying, tell me, Freddie, what did your voice teacher tell you about your voice?
Well, he said that he had never heard...
Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people in the middle wall of separation. It's finally coming down, and the ancient Jewish anointing is merging with the new covenant Christian anointing to form what Paul calls the one new man. It's as if the spiritual DNA from Jewish people is pouring into the DNA from Gentile Christians. And when these two come together, the body is complete, and we are going to see such an we're going to see. Paul said if it was a blessing that the Jewish people rejected their Messiah, how much greater blessing when the Jewish people receive their Messiah? It'll cause life from the dead, and I believe that is literal. My guest, Freddie Haler, I also have his wife on the telephone, Ann Haler, and I'm interviewing him and playing selections from his amazing CD called Song of Angels. Freddie, in your wildest imagination, did you think that Muslims would start coming to the Lord through Song of Angels?
No, and I studied in seminary about Muslim missions and how difficult it was because there's a death penalty over there for missionaries and people who convert, especially in lands like Afghanistan and Iran and some places and Saudi Arabia, whatever. But anyway, this music transcends cultural, national, religious boundaries and can reach people, and especially nations, 1040 Muslim nations that have been traditionally closed to the gospel and to conventional missions. This goes through the airwaves, it goes in their CD players, it goes in their headsets, and it went into the headset of a fundamentalist, hardline Muslim who called our house one day out from Afghanistan, crying, saying, "I've been to the throne." What did he say, honey?
He said, "I went to the throne. I went to the throne." And I said, "You went where?" He said, "To the throne." I said, "Oh, what did you see?" And he described perfectly Jesus Christ as we know him described in the first book of Revelation.
And for those that are perhaps tuning in for the first time, Freddie Haley was preparing for a nice law degree and a whole career in business or becoming a member of maybe even Congress someday. And it literally lightning, the lightning of God struck him. He was told to develop his voice. And Annie, he was really, when he was studying, tell me, Freddie, what did your voice teacher tell you about your voice?
Well, he said that he had never heard...
Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people in the middle wall of separation. It's finally coming down, and the ancient Jewish anointing is merging with the new covenant Christian anointing to form what Paul calls the one new man. It's as if the spiritual DNA from Jewish people is pouring into the DNA from Gentile Christians, and when these two come together, the body is complete, and we are going to see such an we're going to see. Paul said, if it was a blessing that the Jewish people rejected their Messiah, how much greater blessing when the Jewish people receive their Messiah? It'll cause life from the dead, and I believe that is literal. My guest, Freddie Haler, I also have his wife on the telephone, Ann Haler, and I'm interviewing him and playing selections from his amazing CD called Song of Angels. Freddie, in your wildest imagination, did you think that Muslims would start coming to the Lord through Song of Angels?
No, and I studied in seminary about Muslim missions and how difficult it was because there's a death penalty over there for missionaries and people who convert, especially in lands like Afghanistan and Iran and some places and Saudi Arabia, whatever. But anyway, this music transcends cultural, national, religious boundaries and can reach people. And especially nations, 1040 Muslim nations that were traditionally closed to the gospel and to conventional missions, this goes through the airwaves, it goes in their CD players, it goes in their headsets, and it went into the headset of a fundamentalist, hardline Muslim who called our house one day out from Afghanistan, crying, saying, "I've been to the throne." What did he say, honey?
He said, "I went to the throne. I went to the throne." And I said, "You went where?" He said, "To the throne." I said, "Oh, what did you see?" And he described perfectly Jesus Christ as we know him described in the first book of Revelation.
And for those that are perhaps tuning in for the first time, Freddie Haley was preparing for a nice law degree and a whole career in business or becoming a member of maybe even Congress someday. And it literally lightning, the lightning of God struck him. He was told to develop his voice. And Annie, he was really, when he was studying, tell me, Freddie, what did your voice teacher tell you about your voice?
Well, he said that he had never heard